WTTP at the Tennessee Birds Radio Association. Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, technical net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call KTVAR. Nothing heard. That's a good answer. All right, everyone. This is your new station, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, technical net. This net makes weekly on frequency of 146.955 MHz. 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey, in the beautiful Palisades. Offset is 60-600 kHz, and of course the PL is 141.3 kHz. In any case, we also have Echolink access via K2FJ-Lima, K2FJ-Lima. You need to be advised that you need to be just a bridge to use. The purpose of this net is to have a conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, about computers, about telecommunications, the underlying science, technology that supports our wonderful hobby, about what we do with our hobby, things we aspire to do, things we aspire to do again, things that we never so it's good to offer one of those as well. So, and no further ado, different than this. You don't think you have something to contribute, we need to have know you're there. It's hard to converse with people if you're there, they are absent. And hopefully you'll check in even if you don't have a question, a comment, or something for sale to offer one. Alrighty, so no further ado, let's stop checking with your call sign, your name, and one of the three options or some combination of those, or as I said, none of the above. So with no further ado, let's go to the Alpha, no, not the, oh yeah, we'll do Alpha's first tonight. Alpha station, we call KTBA.
Connected N2OEL.
We have an Echolink station. We'll go over the Echolink station first. All right. Any whiskeys?
Yeah, EK Don with a comment.
W-H-W-N-T-M, Pearl River. Just listening this evening. This is the Alpha 2, MDSU Echo. No traffic.
Tom, I got your comment. And Jim, I got your checking in. That's all good. Any other whiskeys?
Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Okay, Bob, very good. Welcome aboard. Any other whiskeys?
UA 2 QBC, no traffic.
Okay, Bruce, welcome. I'll check your tablet. All right, well, we'll figure that out. All righty. Any other whiskeys?
W2TK listening.
And what's your deal, Frank?
Just hanging out.
Okay. Boy, I got a new tablet that's a little too smart. Learned call signs, so it's actually swapping other people's call signs to place. Learn them. That's pretty funny, actually. All righty. Any other whiskeys?
Gordon, this is Jim, W-A-2-U-M-P. I'm going to change the no comment to a comment.
What happens? I was editing your call, which became somebody else anyway. That's okay. And Don, you know, W-2-J-E-K became W-M-S-K. Now, what's interesting, I haven't sent anything to him in many months. Maybe your call sign many, many times. I can't make this up. And, Bob, you'll like this. You became W-A-W-I-S-E. Nice. Get you out of that. Alrighty. I got your comment, so noted to that in a little bit. And, making some corrections here. Any other whiskeys? Okay. Alrighty. How about kilos?
Harry Town, just a question.
Okay. Howie, I got you with a comment. And I got somebody else who wanted to make a comment. Who is the other somebody?
With a question.
Okay, you were a question. Who is the station who wanted a comment? I'm sorry, we doubled. Who is the next queue up?
KC2WDJ.
Very good, KC2WDJ. Walter? Yes, here are you. All right, any other whiskeys? I mean, kilos?
K2GFM, just listening.
KGFM. Your intentions? Greg?
Hey, Gordon, just listening.
Okay. Blessed are they who stand back. Not a problem. Any other kilos?
KTM, just listening.
KCTWDJ, Walter, I got you. Just checking in. And, what do you call it? P9GTM, Sean, what's your intention?
Just listening.
Alrighty, any other kilos?
Kilo Delta 2, JIJ, just listening. 82 JIJ.
J-I-J, your name, please, and we've heard you before. We'll come aboard.
I believe I've been on one other net. My name here is Sergei. Sierra Edward Ryan is George Edward India.
Okay. Sergei, Sierra Echo Romeo Golf Echo Yankee. India, pardon me. Are you an Echo India or an Echo Yankee, Sergei?
Echo India.
Got it. All right. And you just listening tonight, or you got a comment?
No comments as of now.
Roger that. Okay. Come aboard. Any other kilos?
Romeo in LA. Chris, with a comment.
With an announcement. Okay. Chris, I got you with a question, is that right?
Comment.
Sorry, comment. And K2AMI, what's your intention, Mr. Tony? I just sworn I heard K2AMI in there. All right, who is the next kilo?
K2BAR, Kilo 2, Tango Romeo Whiskey, with an announcement.
Mr. Kai, do you have a comment as well? Good. Where's your call sign? I corrected to your old call sign because they're in teaching. Now, I haven't had this laptop this long. This has picked this up from some sort of magical cloud database. This is interesting. Awesome. All right, any other kilos? Okay, how about November's? Okay, any call sign other than on the Xbox? Anybody else on the echo? I have Chris with a comment, and I have Kai with a comment. Anybody else for any corrections? Alrighty.
N2OEL with a comment. N2OEL with a comment.
I have you, Noel. We'll get you right after W2JEK go.
K2BAR in the net, W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Announcing that Barrow will be running our next test session, our BE test session, on Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m. That's at the Westwood Regional High School on 701 Richmond Road. Time will be, as I said, will be 7 p.m. Test fee is $15. You need an ID, like a driver's license or a passport or some other photo ID or 2-4-D. You'll need your security number or a FOI number if you do not have a license. If you have a written number, at a time. If you are already licensed, please bring your license and a copy of that license. Use your FOI number and fill out the form. Calculator, that's fine. Calculator, nothing in every spots, etc., may not be used to self-layer. Far beyond the 2 year back at the ham radio in that layer, so if anybody had a call you need it now, back to this W2J you can.
Very good, Don. Very much. Anybody with questions or comments about licensing or test missions? Don? Right, Don, anything else? Alrighty, well, thank you very much. Alrighty, WAQUMP, your comment, KQBAR.
Good evening, Gordon. Just wanted to, I'm going to let Kai make the announcement. I think this week he was going to talk about the new DMR local net. When I heard W2KE Frank from Montvale come on, I remember that he was interested in this net. But anyway, there's a great new DMR net coming on. We had the first one tonight, and I will let Kai fill in the details. Go ahead, Kai.
Good evening. This is Kilo 2 Tango Romeo Whiskey. Jim, actually, if you want, you can go ahead with the DMR net announcement. The announcement that I requested to make is unrelated to DMR. Back to that.
Okay. Thanks. Anyway, Marco, DMA,
about Boy Scouts and such, I don't know what to say.
by if you were available. The roundtable is at the Holy Name Hospital. I think I might be able to do that if you're interested. Anyway, anybody else?
Very good, Gordon.
Kai, you two Tango Romeo Whiskey. I will contact you by email offline to get some details. Back to
Matt.
Sure, and contact me at both my emails, www.tbc.com and .net. That way it's work and my own personal one. That goes for anybody who needs to contact me. It would be triple tango at ABC.net. Personalized.com is the work one. Alrighty. Jim, over to you. WDUFTPAR.
Okay. Gordon, just a quick announcement. Marco, KC2, ZMA, has started a DMR net. It comes on at 8 o'clock. Thursday night, an hour before this group, on the 444.1 repeater. We had the first net this evening. It was lots of fun. Feel free to join in. I know that Frank W2TKE last week mentioned that he was interested, and that's what made me think of jumping in and making the comment. Anyway, if you need the parameters to set up your DMR transceiver, send an email to me or to Kai or Marco, and we'll get you started on that. Again, it's on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock on 44.1. My email is mycall@arrl.net.
Yeah, that's good. WAQUMP@arrl.net. Jim, I don't suppose you could send a note about the net and also the parameters for your DMR radio in the comp. We actually have a Yahoo group called CompTech Group, all one word, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo, Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo, Oscar from Pa, CompTech Group at yahoogroup.com. It might be great to have that information there on how to configure. Would that be possible?
Sure, Gordon. I'll put an announcement in there about it. We can always use more people on it. I'm not sure if it's a good idea for me to publish the parameters. I don't know if they want them published. They don't mind giving them out to the net. They kind of like you to be a member of the group if you're going to use the repeater on a local basis. So let me check with Marco whether I can publish those. If he says okay, I'll put the parameters. Otherwise, those will be sent out by email.
Okay, I'm my temper back because that's just bogus. If they want members, they'll put it out there. People, whoever else is, you know, shilling for the club, will beat up people to join. Don't worry, they'll give them the welcome flag and beat them up to join. Just send the parameters.
Okay, I hear you. I'm always afraid of the ham radio faux pas. You get a lot of people angry with you, but what you say makes perfect sense. I will publish them, and there may be like one individual who will get slightly annoyed, but the hell with them. WE2UMP, back to net.
Careful how you say that, but I hear you. But seriously, they have plenty of people who actively pursue those who use their repeater, especially their repeater members. If you would like to use a repeater and don't want to be a member, feel free to use 146835. I'm the trustee, I own it, and you're all welcome to use it. And there is no membership. And if we need to pass the hat for something, it's the first. Anyway, don't start me. Anyway, there were times when the only time people would ever talk to me on their review was when they wanted money, and after that it was, dead air for 11 months of the year, so I stopped joining that group of others. Anyway, enough of ranting. Do show pass. Anybody else with comments about the DMR then? Alrighty. By the way, while I'm on that, I do encourage people to join the Bergen Amateur Radio Association. Gracious support.
on it, and also the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club hosting our computer offers some unique capabilities in the way of RF coverage. Unfortunately, the Echo Engine is only the members now, so it's far away members, far away net attendees, and it's a shame, but that was a policy made. Officers, new users who occasionally use the Echo Engine. Can't solve that, but we're going to move on to another topic. Anybody else? Alrighty. So let's move on. KB2NLA, Mr. Chris, it's your ball for your comments. VAR.
KB2NLA. Good evening, everybody. Just wanted to say very quickly, I want to thank Willie P, AA2WP, sincerely from my heart, for helping me get my end set up. It is up, operational, and for the next couple of days, I guess I'll be testing it out to see how it does. Very gracious of that man for helping me get my 98-foot NFED up and running.
Sweet. How much of it is vertical and how much is horizontal?
It starts 15 feet at the ballum in the backyard, slopes to approximately 65 feet in height. The antenna ends in the middle of the tree, 98 feet.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is at the height. And your point to that, you know, at least at the balance.
Yeah, like tomorrow I'm going to be making a line isolator and adding that to see how I do on 80 meters. And I have to clean up the backyard so the wife doesn't yell at me. Have coax running all over the place. But that's it. That's my announcement for the evening.
Yeah, just one other point. If you decide to put one or more counterpoises, you know, radial, if you will, on that end fed, make sure that you keep them 50 feet in the air. Your performance will be that much the better. And it will keep you out of your wife's hair and the wires out of her hair.
Well, we'll have to judge that, depending upon how high she can throw a chair.
Well, okay. I'm sitting alongside the most patient woman in the amateur radio world. But I understand. Your wife should know better. She's been a ham before. Anyway, enough said. I'm in a rather cantankerous, cranky mood tonight, aren't I? I really need to improve. All right, let's move on. Anything else from comments for Chris about his new antenna and the kudos to Willie T for his assistance in making it happen? All right, Chris, anything else?
That's it. Just first contact I made was on 20 meters to a gentleman down in Florida, 9 over. So, like I said, I will be testing it. So far, meters, I have less than 1 meters. I'm having trouble, but it will work.
Yeah, would you try 7168 if you get a chance? There's a good group of guys there, and they usually have strong signals, and they're very open to breakers and new people. That's 7168. You might try that.
I will give that a try. All right, turning it back over to the net. Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm not there as well as mobile here. Alrighty, thank you very much. Alright, K2EIR. No, wait, I'm sorry. Howie, before I go to you, I want to go to the Echo Link station, which I'm well. Flutter off if I don't get some. And to OEL, your comment, K2EIR.
OEL? Hope
that
there's a net on that hasn't been publicized before. It runs on Thursday night on the frequency of 3.826 megahertz. It's called the capital letter R, capital letter O, capital letter C for city. So it's RO City Net. And there have been stations participating western New York all the way down to Delaware. Steve Holly, WIQW, checked in last night and sent me an email that he heard it. I had gotten the information from somebody in the Cuckoo Lake Amateur Radio Association Club on their Facebook page. So anyways, if you're ever free Thursday night around 8 o'clock, start informally around 7:30, 3.826 megahertz. Back net.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. Tonight is Thursday. Was the net last night or tonight at 8 o'clock with people gathering at 7:30? We're a little confused, Noel.
I apologize. The net was last night, Wednesday. So it's every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, not Thursday. I apologize. Number 2, Oscar Echo Lima.
Okay, Noel, very good.
All right.
That's good. So it's Wednesday night at 3826. You can send a note out to the contact group about that. That might be useful. A lot of people would appreciate the RO City. Very good. Sounds really nice. Especially if you get into winter, those kinds of nets work out real well on 75 meters. Noel, just we move on to Howie's question. I'm curious how you make it out right now, and everything. You're in Florida at this point, right?
I've been busy doing other things other than ham radio. So far, I'm still good. There's no news as far as the upcoming possible hospital procedure. The one that I had scheduled was canceled. So I'm waiting on some tether hooks, so to speak. So if I know something, I'll send you an email. This is N2OEO.
Okay, well, you take care of yourself. Don't overextend yourself until that matter is squared away big time. Limp around, but you can't pick yourself off the floor. I'm sure that the bigger matter can take care of before too long. Next, we're calling. All righty. Good to hear you, by the way. K2EIR. Thousand apologies for that. I'd forgotten about Bowen the Echo. I didn't want to forget him. K2EAR. How are you?
K2EIR. No problem waiting. I'm here. I am okay. A busy day. I'm more to say probably next week about today. At the present time, I want to ask my question, and it's pretty simple. Tomorrow morning, before I get on to a continuation of what I was doing this afternoon, I'm going to try to help one of our more senior members of the CBS retirees that's going to come over to George NY9A with his rig, because he said, I've been told that he's had problems getting into this computer, and so they want me to see if I can diagnose what's wrong. The first thing that occurred to me is, what really is the status of this repeater? I thought I saw an email that said that we have the new repeater, and I thought it didn't have an amplifier, so I don't know how much power is running, whether there's any problem with receive, but I would presume we now have as good a receive as we've pretty much ever had, and maybe even a little lower power. So someone could clarify that for me, I'd appreciate it, so I know what I'm dealing with when I try to do the diagnosis tomorrow as a baseline. And of course, I'll try other things, but I just thought that would be a factum background that I ought to have. K2W2BAR from K2EIR.
Alrighty. I honestly don't know. Check my inbox here to see. Was that email by any chance the station question? So which station is it that's having trouble getting into the net? I honestly don't know where the correspondence from K2 or Jim from Jim, or was the communication from
it was Boyd who put out that email now maybe 3 or 4 weeks back. The CBS member having difficulty with WP2EFG.
Hey guys, he's not a
I do not know, but 90 years old, I'm not sure Echo Link is the cup of tea. He always used to do well with the Scarsdale location. He sometimes checks in from Westport, Connecticut as well. Or maybe, I don't know, I haven't been able to get up early enough in the morning. Have free time to check into the net myself.
All righty. Well, that's a given. Absolutely a given. I just can't see the man. Anybody have any thoughts?
KB2 and LA. All right, from what I was understanding in a message from Jim, they did have a preamp in line, and it was overloading the repeater, and they had to take it back out of line. Currently, right now, they're building an attenuator to lower the input on the preamp, so it is offline right now.
Preamp or the amp? A preamp, a receive preamp. Well, we'll see what happens. I have no correspondence or from
as far as I heard, they are working on that problem.
Now, I really am annoyed over this issue, so I'm seriously considering that. Alright, anybody else with any information? Alrighty. Anybody have any other suggestions for how we refer to you?
That's good, Jake. Okay. Well, if it's, I can say it, if you got the repeater set up right, I mean, the offset is correct, and the L-tone is correct, then it, you know, it's just why. Now, maybe, I don't know where it's coming from, but maybe your location that might work, that might be the end. Checking the power output setting, he might be on a low power when he needs a high power.
Yeah, I can see that happening with a 90-0.
Well, let's not make him older than he is, 90-0.
Okay. He's still not old enough to be Tony, to be Tom's father, but getting there.
Don't have and for him to bring the ring up. Timing is just very poor, so I can just get to look at it tomorrow. It's coming practically to me, George Jones' throw. So, thank you all for your suggestions and entertaining this problem and for able to reply. I'm never going to get this right. W2BAR from K2BIR.
You're right. You're not
going
to get it right. It's not that time. It's W2TGT or K2BAR. All right, 7-3 on that topic, please. Anybody else have any other topics for that? Okay, just a little thought. Howie, Ken, KC2UTU, lives in Hawthorne, up near the pool, and he was able to intermittently get in calls, which was very poorly quality, but Ken's node was seated on a pole outside. It was on a chair in his attic. I know for pointed to that's very good, and of course, Fairlawn Club has a node on their roof, 900 meg antenna, directional to southeast over toward George. Omni, my antenna on 4 gig. And after you actually on the road by the special path, lost either one. So, this new upgraded Fairlawn site is Eve. I'm not sure, but I believe Randy W2S was able to. There's a pop into the mesh world all of a sudden here in North Jersey. Okay. Anybody have any questions, comments, confusion? Yeah?
2EIR.
Howie?
Oh. Phrase this as a special favor to me, but when you say Hawthorne, always call qualify it with New Jersey because Hawthorne, New York is very close to me. And at first it always is confusing. Naturally, I think of the one closer to me before I think of the one in New Jersey.
Now let me guess. If I say Ridgewood, I have to say it would be a problem. So it's Hawthorne, New Jersey. And while it's not extremely long, it's not exactly a small one. Tend to get it out, but then I get it properly aimed. But then he said he had the G with the missus. Good question. All right. Hey, Gordon, everybody else? I've been listening for a while. Question, Gordon. Has the mesh been installed at the St. County OEM? Regrettably, it has not been. The lack of interest and effort in getting it done. I believe we have to get past the nearest necessary cringe. Okay. Thought I heard something about that. So. Anyway, thanks. So, just would like 6 feet of pole. Dave, the 3UXK went up there for a nice pass. Which, like, modern gear, which a few other chips went from 20 megs to 5 megs wide, channel 3 to channel 3. So that all helped out quite a bit to get away from the clutter. Alrighty. Let's see, what else did I want to mention? Oh, yes. I'm looking for ideas of rebuilding an existing trailer or rebuild or acquiring a flatbed trailer, an old boat trailer, not old boat trailer, a pop-up that might be my scrap, the hard cover and the chassis, to find something different. Right. I'm looking for a light flatbed trailer pop-up that creative things. So, anyone has such help? That old trailer is going to be attention. Definitely going to have a mobile radio too. Either that or I'm going to build out the one. Tricky, but I think that's
what I'm going to do. Anyway,
anybody have any thoughts on that? I'm going to take a deep tea and see what all that is. Alrighty, anything else from that tonight? Alright, just keep in mind that Friday is the Parallel Meeting. I believe the Barra Meeting is Sunday, is it not?
Our meeting is Monday. Washington Township. Quite interesting things going on. We'll have an election. That's a really fun meeting. For some walkthroughs. Come by. The program for Sunday night will be Show and Tell. The program is by you, Barra members. So bring something interesting in that you don't need. How far the conversation that I know you had. Candidates, candidate, candidate position, but nomination,
one-year term for the company. It will expire, so you're up for that.
Okay. So, nominations are accepted at from the floor. In fact, nominations for Fairlawn are also open. I think their elections are following next Friday, not tomorrow, next Friday, or next month, I can't remember, but I saw an email on that too. Clubs are looking for ship positions to be filled. Alrighty. Anybody else?
Do I save exams 2 a.m. Sunday?
Yes. Back. Blessedly, we get an hour of sleep added to our queue, which is beautiful. That's another good point. Alrighty. Well, I will be down at the Fairlawn Club on Powerful Kit. Anybody who needs Powerful stuff.
My trailer.
Better get a bigger chassis. I have to think about the weight of my tow vehicle. If anybody knows of a trailer, pop up. Alrighty, on that note, if there's nothing else, one more time. Anything else? Alrighty, well, thank you very much, everyone. Pleasure, running. Tired. And pardon me for being a little grumpy earlier, but as I have pointed out a couple of times, life is too short to remain aggravated or to so do good things with your God given gifts. That's not negotiable. 7-3, and have a great day. GDBAR. There are Peter, and welcoming everyone to join the net, and join the club, Jim Ridge, Bergen Up Trade Association, BCFMA, which runs the Fairlawn Club, which runs 35 and has a wonderful station. So we're blessed with a lot of amateur radio resources to take part in them, support them, and above all, go to good thing. GDBARW2TTT, off and clear. I'm going to watch myself talking to you. Bye-bye.
UA2UMP from K2EIR.
Hey, good evening, Howie. Back to you.
Here, just in case anyone else wants to use the frequency, can you QSY to 165?
Yeah, give me 1 second, okay? WA2UMP QSY.
WEIR QSY.
Howie, KB2NLA real fast. N2OEL, disconnected.
LA listening.
Need 20 meters?
160.
I tune it.
I'm in the truck, yeah, I'm on my way to work. What's up?
Alright, maybe tomorrow during the day we could try stuff out. KB2 in LA.
I'll get to finally get HF contact with you under 10 meters. Wow. I'm going to have a week long. I'm off next week, so I'm going to make you work that antenna.
Okay, but I'm not going to do any LOTW.
That's all right. I don't need Hawthorn.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get Joe over here to show me how to use that now.
What, LLTW?
Yeah, I did a sign-in on it about a year and a half ago, and it's still sitting there, not working.
Download the HRD program, and use that as your logger, and it's so much easier. And it automatically will put it into LLTW and QRZ and QSL. Everything you link it to, it'll automatically go in from HRD. Much easier. Plus, you know, it's better to me, I like using the cluster. HRD, the way everything is logged. It shows you right there on the screen what you need, what you don't need. It's a lot easier.
Alright. I jotted that down. Ham Radio Deluxe you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
after I make a line isolator tomorrow and clean up the backyard, I will sit down and use that program. I'll get into that.
All right. Well, wait till Ray hears you on 60 and 160. You're going to be thrilled to death, Mr. Ray, your boy up there in Springfield.
Oh, my. Forgot about him. He'll tell me I'm doing it all wrong.
Well, absolutely, but that's the fun of it, is listening to him preach. Okay, TQK, what's the, what wire did you put up? What's the length?
I put the QCell King NFED. 160 through 6 meter, 98 foot, the sloper goes 15 feet from the mast in the back, 65 feet up to the center of the tree in the front.
Okay, okay. And that little LDG tuner should do it just fine. It's great.
Yeah, the LDG tuner works very good. So far, everything but 80 meters is tuning up under 1 to 7.
And you can probably get that. Don't win it. But, alright, man. After I punch out in the morning, start my week off, be nothing but fun and games, hopefully. Just wanted to park him out here, so, I'll get you in the morning, maybe. I don't know if you're awake these days at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, so. I don't know what your schedule is. But I'll catch you later, man. KC2KA.
Listening.
Bringing the kids to school at that time. KB2NLA.
Alright, what's up, Paul? Gotta run. I'll talk to you guys in the morning.
Okay. Nice Terry, Frank. I guess you're mobile anyway. I'll catch you later from SS2K. What's going on, Chris?
Just finished up listening to the net and got Frank in there and how are you?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I switched back to the normal RAGJU mode. I don't know, maybe it was a little too shrill this afternoon, so anyway, hopefully the audio's okay. Always is, I guess.
You're fine. I'm coming over with crazy glue, and I'm going to set that radio. I'm going to do a set it and forget it.
Yeah, okay. That probably is what you should do. Frank was off to work.
Was in the parking lot going into work.
I'm almost regretting that I gotta go back to work.
Come on. You know, I might take next week off.
I want to kill a friend of mine, Bill Beard at 2SXK. He sent me a text message. Hey, I'll be up in your neck of the woods next week. You want to get together for lunch? I don't think so. I think I get a half hour for lunch if that.
Send him over here. I got nobody to talk to.
I have to quit my.
Years ago, a friend of mine, Lou, he just got out of an engineering school somewhere out west somewhere. Yeah, got a job. Walked in. Took one look at the boss, started laughing. He says, "I can't work for you. You crack me up." He said, "I quit," and he walked out.
Yeah, well, this is not an easy thing. It's no matter what. Yeah, I just thought he did that. He was working at Lucent, and he was actually a forward-looking engineer, systems integration. Picked up his plant in the middle of a meeting, said, "I quit, you guys can have all the other stuff. See you later."
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm looking up this program, HRD.
Really?
Well, I already made one contact on 20 meters, so I better get on the ball.
Mr. Flip Flop, give you a copy of 5.0?
No.
Unless you bought the new version.
No, I'm going to download the new version.
What's that cost you anyway? I think there's some cost. Is it like 6.0 or something?
KB2 in LA. I'm not sure. I haven't actually got onto it yet.
Okay. Is he rolling tonight? Is he around anywhere?
I listened out for him. Didn't hear him anywhere. Start getting into one frequency that was kind of rude to me. Responded, thank you for letting me know what kind of a person you are. Put my call out there. He started yelling, and I shut it off.
Oh, heavens. Is this on the UHF band?
No, it was on 20 meters. There were two people talking. It was no big deal.
Yeah, some of them are like that. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I tried to make a copy contact with guy earlier. Also, guy came back to my channel. So I just responded, oh, I'm new on HF as an extra. I didn't know I could purchase the frequency. I'll have to find out how to do that.
Well, they got to pay the dues, or they can't use the frequency. Oh, well. Yeah, you're having some fun.
Yeah, well, I've been around long enough, I don't get intimidated.
Got up, Teflon Don Insights.
2DXT, here's the TechNet, over.
Oh, Stock Mike Sean, how are you?
Okay. Yeah, it's a microphone, that's correct.
Sounds good.
Mike's to me, Bully, August Mike. I'm good. Okay, we're good? First, you're making friends out there, I see. Meeting fine, upstanding citizens of the hobby. Of which there's so many.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't have the guy telling me, you know, other than get off the radio, you know what. Like, you had the opportunity.
Yeah, no, all kinds of good people. Yep. All kinds of fine commentary. I've actually had a very consistent throughout all the bands. Actually, a consistent thing. Settled in here for the Trader Joe's run, but I thought it'd play out before I join the mix and all, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Well, you get those all over the place. No matter where you go, you'll get them. You get the Weisenheimers, as they call them, and you just ignore them.
Yeah, well, you know, I wear big boy underwear, so I know what I'm doing.
You okay? Well, you know, he's got to wear BBDs.
How's it going out there? Hey, Paul, you got a set of headphones on?
No.
Okay, alrighty.
Did they help me?
Sometimes, like when I put my headphones on, the mic picks up the headphones and puts a little echo in there, but I guess it must be my receiver then. Okay.
I heard it too.
Oh, yeah. It might be the spike. Hang on. Yeah, how's that? Any better? I don't think I had this microphone attached very well to the HD. Did that change anything? Is that better?
Yeah, now you sound like yourself there, but yep.
Not in here secure at all. I thought I had it. It's not like the old conventional style where you know, you had the two photo jacks or whatever they were. Quarter inch jacks. That's one of these weird type of plugs, but is that better?
Yeah, I got another radio where I had an 1104C microphone. Stuck the mic on the gain too high, it would overdrive something in the radio and it would start echoing. So that was the Galaxy radio with the 1104C there. Turned the mic up too high and it would start the echo.
Oh, that's not a good thing. Okay. Yeah, that could happen too. But, you know, it's Mike's made for it. I just don't think I had it in properly. But I'm wiggling around as I talk now. So I don't know what the heck. I just probably just put the speaker mic on the HD here, so that should be working. Anyway, all right. That's about it. Sounds good. Are you on your? You're on the Yaesu there. Anyway, I'm kind of out of it here. Let me pass it over to Sean.
No worries. I'm in the mix there. I did hear what got me about a little echo mode there, but I don't tend to be too picky about audio, to be honest with you. I hear the words, context made, conversation is had. I'm all good. Echoes, low audio, strong audio. I can make a conversation. I'm good, no matter what happens.
Hello, Delta 2, JIJ, listening base.
Man, tight, you know, and you can have problems. And even if it is tight, sometimes you can have issues with it, too. But anyway, all right. Well, as long as it's behaving itself now, that's all that matters. And I am absolutely, fantabulously happy. Anyway, there you go. Hopefully you've had a pretty good week there, Sean. Not working too hard, but I doubt it. I think you're probably going full steam ahead.
Operator in there, so I'll pass it to him. 82 is DIJ. Acknowledge. You direct this conversation too much. I think you know that answer to the question every week there, Paul. I'm in front of my career. I am most definitely very hard all the time. All right, now let me stand by, pass it over to JIJ, and then get up where you guys left off there, and I'll just be listening. Okay. Anyway.
How are you guys this evening?
Okay, pretty good, I guess. Could be better, has been worse, you know.
Okay, Sean, you take it easy, and I'll get you later. And let's see, who else? Whoever that was, good evening to you, too. And you guys should pick it up. That's okay. I'll be easy.
Hey, Paul, hey, you be safe to where you got to get to there. And Sean, talk to you in the AM on your way into work tomorrow morning there.
Well, I'll be not going there, but the Monday I will. I'll definitely catch up with you guys. All right, 7-3, I'll be here. And I'll be on the other one, Chris, where you were. And you guys carry on. This is NZ2K, and I'll be clear.
Hey, yeah, well, we're going to get back over to the computer. I heard you guys talking there. I was doing some putting in my ShopRite order for tomorrow so my daughter can pick it up and... you know, I just keep the email in the order, and she goes by, she picks it up, and they'll have it all bagged and ready for her when she gets there.
I didn't say I was leaving. I just said I'll be here listening, and you can relax if you want. But talking to Paul, Katie, JJ came in there. I was just trying to throw things back where they started there. And no need for it all. I'm still on the frequency. Happy to join the conversation, but AIJ's in there and kind of jumped in, and Chris a little bit out of the mix there, so just putting everything back in order. That's all. I'll still be here. Be listening. Chris, it's yours. Set this thing. Set it straight.
KB2NLA, JIJ. KD2JIJ, are you still in there?
Affirmative, I'm still on the air.
KD2JIJ. Alright, when we get like that, you just gotta bite us in the ankle and remind us that you're there.
Ah, that's right, I had no comments anyway, so...
Well, you know, you remember the first day you got on and we talked, what I said to you, right?
From what I can remember, the main thing I remember that you keep telling me is to get something that I enjoy, radio-wise.
Well, that's the third thing. First thing was... You don't talk enough, you don't ask enough questions.
Yeah, I remember that as well. So, God, I'm loving this radio. It's really nice. So, I wish I could bring it home or put it in my car, better yet.
I gotta go over and finish my shopping order on ShopRite Online. Otherwise, I'll be timed down. It'll,